Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL's Stanley Cup final last night, the Blues beat the Bruins in Game 5, 2-1. The win gives the Blues a 3-2 lead, meaning St. Louis is on the verge of becoming the oldest team to win its first Stanley Cup. Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington handled 38 shots from the Bruins, and Ryan O'Reilly had his second consecutive 2-point game. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees avoided a 3-game losing sweep by downing the Blue Jays, 6-2. The Mets topped the Giants, 7-3. The Padres edged the Nationals, 5-4. And the Red Sox defeated the Royals, 7-5. In MLB news, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge had a bat in his hands for on-field practice yesterday, but said he is not focusing on a time frame for returning to the lineup. Judge strained his left oblique muscle on April 20th and says he's now pain-free. Yankees manager Aaron Boone said Wednesday it is possible Judge could return in time for New York's games against Boston and London on June 29th and 30th, the first Major League regular season games in Europe. In the French Open, the defending women's champion is out thanks to a 17-year-old unseeded American. Amanda Anisimova knocked off defending champion Simona Halep 6-2, 6-4. Number 8 Ashley Barty also reached the semifinals for the first time by beating Madison Keys 6-3, 7-5. On the men's side, the top 4 seeds all reached the semifinals. The matchups are number 2 Rafael Nadal versus number 3 Roger Federer, followed by number 1 Novak Djokovic versus number 4 Dominic Thiem. All semifinal matches are scheduled for today. And tonight, the Warriors take on the Raptors for Game 4 of the NBA Finals at 9 p.m. Golden State's Klay Thompson is set to return from a left hamstring injury. The team's 2-time reigning finals MVP Kevin Durant remains out. I'm Jesse King.